destination. No, it's about the journey. No, it ain't where you're headed, but it's how you grow. It ain't about the trophies, but getting back on your feet, walking in your glory. So come on, let's go. It's time for Michelle Speak. Yes, it is.
Good morning, and welcome to Michelle Speaks Ministries. We are so excited to have you and ever grateful that we have another opportunity to share with you a word and a message, and we are focusing in on wealth on today. And so I am excited by the women that will be joining us on today to share their perspectives with regards to our finances. Sometimes folks think that finances are disconnected from our faith and from our future. There could be nothing further from the truth. So today we are focused on wealth, the legacy of wealth. The legacy of wealth. And so I'm excited about that. And we are going to get started the way we always do, and that is acknowledging the one who's made it all possible. And so let's get in with giving him praise with What Is This by Walter Hawkins.
Setting my soul on fire,
whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever it is, it won't let me hold my peace. Makes folks say we want to run on in Jesus' name.
Whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever it is, it won't let me
hold my peace.
I said it makes me love all my enemies.
What Is This? A classic from Walter Hawkins. It's one of my favorites, and you have to go and see it when he is performing it live with the group of bishops, and you have Marvin Winans just enjoying him, and he is indeed a legend. But not only What Is This, but it is time for us as we begin to prepare our hearts and minds for our prayer. We're asking that you would lock arms with us, that you would bring before God those things that are important. If you are looking at your financial future, and yes, we are talking about praying for your financial future, not for you to hit the lottery, not for you to have some scheme, but we are talking about disciplines. Faith is about a discipline. And so we're talking about a discipline. As we go before God, to first give him thanks for all that he has done, and then to thank him for how he has kept us and covered us, and how he is a provider, we will hear from Yolanda Adams. Be blessed.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf I just asked if he would be there for you. I want you to
leave less. Don't live life in distress. Just let go, let God. He'll work it out for you. I pray that your soul will be
never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habits you got. You won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God.
Ever grateful, O God, recognizing that you have blessed us to see yet another day, that you are not man full of empty promises, that you're not man that you should lie, but that you're a God that sits high and looks low. More importantly, you're a God that looks beyond our faults and still supply our needs. You understand that last night wasn't our last night because you covered us and you kept us. You touched us yet again this morning, and we have activities of our limbs. We have a sound mind. Taking nothing for granted, God, what we are doing first and foremost is saying thank you. Thank you for being a God who loves us beyond measure. Thank you for being a God that chases after us. Thank you for being a father who disciplines, but who also loves. Thank you for being a father who protects and provides. Thank you for being a father who's our banner, our refuge, our strong tower. Thank you, oh God, for being everything that we will ever need. We give you honor and we give you glory on today because we recognize that there are things that we have done, things that we are doing, and things that we're going to do that won't be acceptable in your sight, but that you continue to put us through the process of allowing us to get stronger and better in who you've called us to be and not just what our behaviors are today. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you that you see us for who we are in you, and that you're not looking at us in our current state, but our end state. We ask, oh God, that you would continue to cover and keep these your people. We recognize that we have a nation that is torn, but God, you are the thread. You are the one who can stitch us back together. You are the one that when you stitched us in our mother's womb, you knew us before you formed us. So clearly, you know everything that's going on across this land and have the wherewithal to stitch us back together. So in your own way and in your own time, oh God, we are asking that you begin to pull the needle and pull the thread through, the thread that is of love, the thread that's of joy, the thread that's of kindness, the thread that's of temperance, the thread of self-control, God, the thread of joy. These are the things that will draw us nigh unto thee. This is our heart's desire, that we would learn more, that we would seek more, that we would be obedient to your word, that we would understand that a discipline is necessary in order to get to our destiny. So God, we're asking for you to continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, that we don't lean to our own understanding because we will be wayward and reckless. But in you, we will have strength and a strong foundation. We will be firm in all of our decision-making and not wavering. This is what we're asking on today.
because we know that you're a God that hears and answers prayer. We know that you're a God that makes covenants, not just commitments, that you don't bless individuals solely, but you bless generations to come, that our obedience can be paid forward. If we continue to rest in you and abide in you, you surely will rest and abide in us. And so God, we're looking to make you our resting place. Be with us now as only you can. Lead us out of darkness as only you can. Be the healer that only you can be across this land. And we need a healing, God. We need a healing in our soul. And as much as we need a healing in our body. And so we're seeking your face for all of these things because you hear and you answer prayer. And it's in the matchless and marvelous name of Jesus the Christ that we offer this up. Amen, amen, and amen. As we proceed on through moving to our fantastic guest for today, we are asking you to understand that you're blessed in the city and in the field. Fred Hammond, we're blessed. And following Fred Hammond, we have dynamic women. You've seen them before, you've heard them before, and I'm glad to have them back. We're blessed. My friend Hannah.
Say bless.
Yeah.
Blessed in the city and blessed in the field. I want to certainly take this time to welcome these magnificent women who are a part of today's segment. And I am so excited to have them. You can see Miss Erica Booth. She is back. She is our CPA guru. You know, if you're going to talk about money, talking about accounting, and talk about paying your taxes on time, I might add, because she's going to be right there with you. She's nodding her head. She's like, yeah. Every time you talk to her, that's exactly what she has for us. She is going to talk about how we look at our money and how we have a relationship with money. And I need us to understand that there is a relationship. Otherwise, you have a very different one with Uncle Sam. And so we're glad to have Erica back with us. Now, you know her, and you might not be able to see her, but you're gonna know her voice because she has definitely been a part of our circle. None other than Miss Joanna Jane. And if you're gonna talk about buying the block and finances, that is who you wanna have a conversation with, none other than Miss Joanna Jane. Welcome, ladies. So very glad to have both of you with us today.
Yes, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, I'm saying it's been a minute. I was like, Erica, do you remember my name? I'm only kidding, y'all. It's not been like that. She was gonna let me have it. She was about to let me have it. What we understand is as we have this conversation, and who better? Because I know the two of them have been doing some wonderful things together as well. But I would certainly want to first and foremost, just say thank you for being open and willing to have a conversation and share. And they're going to be leading segments, ladies and gentlemen. They are leading segments around what it means to build legacy wealth. It is a serious notion around money and how we leverage it to propel us forward. And so we're going to have Miss Joanna Jane kick us off today, talking about finances, and then buckle up because you know Erica's coming. So I've got my own pencil, my own pen, and my own pad. You know, I'd like to stay out of orange, in particularly jumpsuits. So, Miss Joanna Jane, you know, Erica's pointing, right? She's like, say that. Say that. Miss Joanna Jane, over to you.
Yeah, so I must say that yesterday at church, I'm sorry, last week at church it was so fufilling. We were focusing on imagination, but one of the things that really stood out to me was the fact that Pastor highlighted the importance of foundation. Now, hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm only repeating what the good pastor said. My pastor said, you can't have $1 million business, but you don't have $1 million foundation.
Wow.
Okay. We out here talking about we want $1 million dreams to come true, but we don't have $1 million foundation. And I want to focus on the foundation today, especially as we are at the top of the year. And you know, ladies, how people do. We all done it at some point in time of our lives. We talk about New Year's resolutions, right? And whether that's from weight loss or wanting to increase our finances, reduce debt and things of that nature. But what we often sometimes put a lot of pressure on ourselves that we look at the destination instead of focusing on preparation, planning, and executing. So I want people to really think about, as you're talking about your New Year's resolutions, and hopefully as this is still, you know, February, that you haven't given up too soon, that you're still, you know, you're still believing that it can happen, because belief is the very first part of it, that you break it down into these three parts: preparing, planning, and executing. So when you are preparing, this is your time to be quiet. This is your time to assess where you have come from and where God is showing you that he wants you to be, not where you want to be. This is where we have to be clear, because we live in a time of social media and we can easily get distracted, but where is God showing you that he wants you to be? We've heard them sometimes as spiritual downloads, and we need to write those things down. What are we seeing? What are we identifying are areas that we need to improve? And whether that be reducing debt, increasing our retirement contributions, or even stepping completely out on faith and starting that business. That's a part of the preparation phase. I know sometimes we may hear, oh, the preparation phase is time for me to run out and start speaking to people, and it's not it. This is our time to be quiet and also be with God. When we transition to planning, a part of planning is speaking with the financial professionals like Erica Booth, like other financial professionals, if that is your area that you're looking to focus in, or even if your area may be, you know, weight loss, you're having the conversation with the potential trainer, but you're not doing the jumping jacks and the squats and so forth quite yet. You're not paying for the meal plan, you know, quite yet. In that planning phase, though, you are operating in an incubator. you are intentional about who you are speaking to and who you are sharing things with, because what God shares with you is not for everybody, and everybody will not see it because it was designed for you. So he will let you know who your special advisors are that you should speak with and who you should be able to open up a little bit more to. In this phase, especially around your finances, you're combing through your last year's expenses to see where you need to possibly cut back, or in your time management, where do you have the ability to cater to that particular task that you need to do? And lastly, executing. This is where it all goes down. The consistency of execution. So you've prepared, you've planned, you've, you know, wrote it out in all types of journals. You have the reminders in your Google Calendar and all those things. And now it's time for you to make the sacrifice, pay the professional, be intentional with the tasks that you're doing daily. Set your, you know, your savings on auto draft, so that way they're going over as they should be in timely, you know, sequences. So you don't have to always remember to manually do it. Now it's the consistency of execution by investing in yourself is where you're able to see the results. So by doing those three things is how you're able to see a lot of what people will call their New Year resolutions come to pass. But I call it, these are this is the foundation of truly having a strong foundation so you can build your house.
A strong foundation to build your house. You can't have a $1 million dream and not a $1 million foundation. And then she gave us, Erica, I almost called it the PPE, right? The planning, preparing, and execution. But I don't want that confused with the funds.
Oh, that's right.
Right. That is exactly some of what we're talking about. I love that you told folks, do not continue to share what's being shared with you, because it's not meant for everybody. You can find yourself in the pit. Joseph's brothers, I just don't think people pay attention to that. It was his brothers that threw him in the pit. It wasn't strangers. It was family. Like, we talk about it like Joseph was in the pit. He didn't just end up in the pit. His brothers, the people who were supposed to love him, his older brothers, said, we gonna serve you? What? What's that dream? Yeah. We got something for you. And so it was his brothers that threw him in the pit, because he shared what should have been kept to himself.
Yeah. Yes.
And so just in that incubator state, to open it before it is fully developed is to expose it and potentially have it delayed or have it destroyed, because it's been shared with someone else. And so I wrote that down. As soon as you said it, I'm like, Joseph? That was the name I put next to that quote. Joseph.
Yes.
You said, be quiet and be with God. Nowhere in there did you say, you know, be quiet, be with God, and then be with everybody else. No, it was just be quiet and be with God, because that is a critical component. So hold tight, Joanna, because I got more coming your way. I do want to get Miss Erica in here. Let me tell you, first of all, y'all are a crazy tag team, but I'm going to deal with that in a moment. I am going to deal with that in just a moment. Erica, you just heard Joanna share with regards to how critical the foundation is and how important it is for us to keep our mindset on planning and preparing. I would say that as it pertains to your line of business, and you've said it endless times, but I think it's warranted to repeating, especially coming out of this pandemic, that folks do not mishandle the funds that they are getting and the filing of their taxes. And so would you just say more about it? And I see your face. You do know this is a video. Like, you can't, this is not a studio. So they are seeing your facial expressions.
I want them to. Facial
expressions are priceless. You have to, she's giving them the look, Lord, girl.
I want them to. I need them. Okay. I need them to see my face, because the calls that I've been receiving as of late, sometimes I just shake my head, because I'm thinking, oh man, you're in for a surprise when you file this tax return. And I think that way because with the pandemic, there were an additional set of benefits that many people could apply for, unemployment. then it was like the Pennsylvania PUA unemployment that you can apply for it to. And then you had, if you were lucky, because so many people were trying to get it but couldn't get it, but many did, the extra $600 a week from the IRS, was it the IRS? The government, federal government, for a period of time, maybe a few months, like into the summer. So you had $600 a week that came from them, plus another, I don't know, maybe $200 to $500 a week from the state for your typical unemployment. I can't say how many times I've had clients say, well, Erica, I did not withhold any taxes from this money, and I'm nervous because I think I may owe. And these are clients that, or potential clients that, they don't really have much, you know, to write off. It's literally just, I earned some money, or I had unemployment. I may have some dependents, possibly charitable contributions, and I'm going forward with the return. And I'm thinking, you are going to pay a lot of money. That's a lot of money. That I've had someone say that they've, I think they saved maybe $25,000 from this. And I'm thinking, that's good. I love it. However, it's not free. And I think everybody thought because it was pandemic and they were trying to get some additional benefits, and I get it, get what you need during this time, because there was a lot of unknowns. But if you don't prepare yourself and withhold taxes from the federal, I'll even take federal. You may not even do state, maybe it's a little too much, but at least at a minimum the federal, then you won't be in the bind of, I don't know what to do when I get this $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 bill, and I don't know where the money's going to come from for me to pay it. And I want to say, you have to adjust your withholdings. Are you still going to get more benefits? Adjust your withholdings. No one is preparing. I don't know if, like I said, I don't know if it's because it's just a, it's not, I'm a long-term one-time thing, but it's great to have that cash, but nothing comes free and you're going to have to be prepared for it. That's on the personal side. On the business side, I think everybody who wants to be a business owner and wants to know what it feels like to say I own a business, I think they got the real deal holy feel when they realize that running a business is more than just finding a logo, getting a logo created, and getting a website and Instagram and stuff. You actually have to be in compliance. You have to have financial reports. You have to file quarterly taxes if it's applicable to you. You have to do so much more. And when the other side of it from the unemployment benefits swung the SBA, EIDL loans, the PPPs and all those different things, the only thing you needed to have was a prior year tax return showing that you had that income and expenses flowing through there, or you had to show some payroll reports or 1099s or just whatever. Most folks didn't have that. And they were knocking on my door, and many other colleagues that I know, because we were like ready to pull our hair out literally, because everybody needed this information 2 days ago. And it does not take 2 days to get that information packaged. It takes months. It could take weeks. It takes time, because you want to make sure you're putting the correct information onto these reports so that it's filed in your tax return the right way. And the SBA is going to do what's called a, you know, audit. They're going to ask for a form 4506T, so they can get a transcript to say, to show that whatever you gave them documentation wise, that's what you filed with the IRS. So they're going to make sure the proof is in the pudding. And I just had so many clients that were not prepared, and I couldn't help them. I just couldn't help them. I have clients that were interested in the PPP the second time around. I could not help because they didn't have any type of books up to date to compare if they had a drop in a quarter, at least 25%. From 2019 versus 2020. So money is just left on the table. And I always say, I'm the type of accountant where I wanna make sure you're doing well. I wanna make sure I feed you all the information you need in order to run a viable business and to understand your numbers. But when you don't seek professional assistance when you're running a business, because you're always gonna need an attorney, you're always gonna need an accountant, you're gonna need minimum folks to grow. If you don't utilize these services now, you're going to miss out on these opportunities that will come your way. For example, 2020, when these dollars came out for funding, even for grants locally, like statewide, you know, the city, just everybody had something available for businesses, but they need to know and make sure you're a real business. And if you can't give them that, they're not going to give you a dime. They're not. So as Joanna said, you have to be prepared. There has to be a foundation established. You have to do more than just say, I don't know, or I didn't know. That doesn't fly anymore. And that's just the honest truth.
So, you know, one of the things I appreciate about Erica is that she is a straight shot with no chaser, right? It is just, here you go. Here you go. No lemon, no lime, just... But you need that sobering moment, because the truth of the matter is, God is a God of doing things decent and in order. And he says, if you obey Deuteronomy 28, right? If you obey me, these are the things that you will get in blessings. And so what you're hearing from Joanna and from Erica is that there are some guidelines by which we need to adhere to in order for us to reap the benefits. And when we are outside of those guidelines, when the blessings are coming, we are on the outside looking in because we're ill-prepared, because we did not plan accordingly and we did not prepare accordingly. Now it's very different, because there are some who make a decision like that, I just don't have it to do right now, I'm gonna have to suffer the consequences. Now if you go into it consciously that way, that's we may not agree, I may not agree, Erica may not agree, but you at least made the decision. And here's what I'm also learning: you may have made that decision because that was the best of the decisions that you could make at the time, right? No judgment, however you made that decision. That's very different than coming to Erica or coming to Joanna going, yeah, you know, the head scratch. So ladies, as I talk to E and J, and I got to be careful how I say that, because that sounds like, you know, some brown. so I might not want to say it that way. I'll just say Erica and Joanna. You both have been in the financial industry for quite some time. And as it pertains to Black and brown folks, if you could each just share, you know, I know you gave tips, Joanna, in terms of preparation and planning and execution. And Erica, you came behind that with making sure that your taxes are in order. Where do I begin? Like, if I'm behind, mm-hmm. right? And let's just look at this as the pandemic, right? One of the things I am finding as I am educating folks, and not educating, but enriching and encouraging and empowering, because there are so many who were impacted that did have appropriate savings that are depleted, that did have appropriate strategies, but did not see 2020, right? And so as a result of that, they may be recovering. Mm-hmm. What do I do to recover?
So exactly what you just said, where do I start? The fact that you're saying that you need to do something says that you know that you didn't do something. So mm-hmm. own it, you know, own it, write it down. What is the something? Was it that I didn't pay my taxes? Was it, you know, my credit? Was it I didn't save it? Whatever it is, own it. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you have to get first naked with yourself before you get ready to sit with that financial professional. You have to be honest with yourself. Then have the conversation with the financial professional, but you have to write it down and put it in front of your face for you and your spouse first. Because when the questions come from the financial professional, because you know that I should have done better, or my stuff is not quite together, when they start to ask you the questions, it can feel like, because we have to remember flesh, right? It can feel like you're being attacked. But really, they're hitting a trigger because you know that there is an area that maybe you have not addressed, or you didn't do as well in, or maybe you just happen to just be, you know, walking and got hit by the 2020 bullet. Whatever it may be real with you first, right? And know that God has provided a resource for you to be able to get your affairs in order. So the first conversation, you know, needs to happen at home before you sit with the financial professional. So that's really where you start, and writing it down. So when you go into that space with them, whether it be virtually, you know, or social distancing in person, that they are able to know, well, what is it that you need help with? What do you need? What are we working with? Right?
Awesome. Awesome. Erica?
So I am, you're right. I'm a straight shooter. I like to get right to the point. But when I do have clients that come in, and we're human, we all make mistakes with it. I'm a little bit of a coddler. I'm going to coddle you for a second. I mean, it's only for a limited time, like 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Let's, you know, put it on the table. Okay. Understand that mistakes happen, or that, you know, just the fact that you didn't put more effort into an area that you know you needed to focus on. It all happens. Things come up. But then once we acknowledge it, like Joanna said, once we sit there and we say, okay, what can we do to improve this and fix this? Then we start working on a plan. A lot of the times with my clients, we're working on payment plans. You know, you owe, and you may owe for a few years or just most recent. Then we come up with a payment plan that works for you financially to pay back the IRS. Each taxing authority is different. So we come up with what makes the most sense, and we stay with it. The main thing is to be consistent, as Joanna mentioned. Consistency is key. You will not get so many nasty letters from the IRS when they see that you're constantly making your payments and you're paying on time. Even if you can't get in contact with them to set up an installment agreement, create your own. You know, don't wait for them to respond to you for you to move forward. If you know that there's a way you can set aside some dollars each month to pay back tax liabilities, pay it by the same time each month, go online, send a check, even though I don't suggest doing anything by mail at the moment. Do it online if you can. But there's ways that you can commit to being more consistent and taking the bull by the horn. Because the more you, I guess, sulk in it, the longer it's going to take for you to get out of it. And then it's more costly. Those penalties and interest add up every month. So just got to face it. And like I said, for me, most of the time it's devising a plan, or when they notice that, you know, from a tax perspective, they're trying to, you know, run a business and they notice that they pay more in taxes, then we talk about how we can change the entity. Where you can save a few dollars from how you originally were operating, and how you can upgrade or, you know, improve and move to that next entity level where it's different set of requirements, but it may save you on the back end. So these are conversations that we have to have, but also know that when you change your status, your entity status, well, I'm speaking solely for businesses, that's a different set of fees. And I think sometimes, you know, you get nervous about it. You're like, I want my business to do good. I want to, you know, see it grow. But some people don't want to pay those professional fees that come with, you know, taking it to the next level. So I can go from here to there for individuals to businesses, but just acknowledge it, come up with a plan, be consistent about that plan, and you'll start to see that things will change. You'll feel a little bit better. You could breathe a little bit better. Because like you said, Michelle, I don't like orange like that. I don't want to wear it. So I can't I can't help a client figure out how to evade wearing that. We don't do that over here. But just be honest, and we'll always figure out a plan.
Look, hearing both of you, the owning it piece is, you know, Shakespeare says, to thine own self be true. So if I haven't done what I was supposed to do, then I need to come to terms with that. I imagine if you're the person who said, I've been working for X amount of years, I saved, I did what was right, I'm cleaned out from 2020. And what do you say to the person who's frustrated because they did do it right, and now the accounts are empty, now
what they planned and prepared for feels like ground zero.
Mm. So I think, Michelle, what you just said right there at the very end, the last couple words, what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought. This is the time that we have to then go to God and say, I know your word says, I know that you sent me here with gifts, talents. I know we got to go back to the word. It's all there, right? So therefore, because I know these things and because your word says, God, I need to hear a word from you.
Yeah.
Because the word from CNN and CSNBC and ABC and everybody else don't make sense. What my account says doesn't make sense, but I know you to be the Father that always provides and always protects. So what is it in this moment that I need to be acknowledging? Because I know that I want to come back to you empty, that I left it all here. So help me identify the gifts and talents that you sent me here with. And I think that as we speak to the Father, as we speak over ourselves, these things will start to open up. We'll start to reveal, like, well, you know what? I was running such and such department for X amount of time. Well, that same skill I could apply to this passion that I've been using as a side gig for the last, 5 years and apply it here. And where does this could be a great demand for this particular contract. Or so I think that that is where we start. If you have been cleaned out, if 2020, and from your perspective, wasn't a good year for you, God more than likely is trying to get your attention.
Mm.
And I very much doubt, if we're going to be honest, ladies and gentlemen, it was the first time. I almost can bet that it wasn't the first time. He probably was poking you and trying to get your attention before. And the allowance of 2020 said, I'm going to push you into the very thing that I've been trying to tell you. Now, you only know what that is. I'm not going to preach, Michelle, but
of course you're not. Right. Of course you're not. But this is why we're having this conversation, and folks are like, well, why would you want to do this on a Sunday morning, right? And that is because far too many of us think that finances are separated from our faith, and God is a God of finance. He's a God of strategy. So he cannot tell me I have houses on a hill and the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell therein and say, you're meant to be busted and disgusted. I just don't see how those things connect. But I do understand from personal experience that you will start on a trajectory and he will say, I was trying to get your attention. And I couldn't quite get your attention that way. And so let me get your attention over here. This is how I'm gonna get your attention. Because clearly you think that you've got these buckets and you've done this and you've done that. Got something for you. So Erica, what do you do to the person that said, I paid my taxes on time. I did, they're running through this list of, the on time and, Erica, I'm at my wit's end. What do you do with that person who says, I just don't know?
I applaud them first.
All right, come on.
For taking the necessary steps to put them in a place where they are prepared. And then let them know that their preparation sometimes doesn't lead to immediate results.
Mm.
You may not see the results and the gratification of that preparation until 6 months out, a year, the following year. Because everything that the businesses or individuals were doing to prepare themselves, they were really setting themselves up to win. And it doesn't always feel like it, especially if you're looking at your accountant. You think, I had this amount of money in here, then I took care of this bill, and now I don't have much of anything. Well, you may be in the front of or the forefront of some type of opportunity where money is about to come your way. It could come in the form of all these different things they have going on right now, SBAs and the state. I'll tell you this much. I think it was last year? There was the grants that the state was giving out.
Yes.
And they ran out literally the first day.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, today is the 8th, am I correct? Okay. And so I just got an email that said, hey, Erica, if you're still interested, we found some additional funds for that grant with the state. You have until today or tomorrow to fill out another application to get money. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Like, this was a last year opportunity that many people applied for, but everything ran out. But if you apply for, you may have received a correspondence to apply again. And you have a very small window. And if you had all your information prepared, like you hopefully did, you know, last year, you should be able to click through this in a couple of minutes and be done.
I love that you said that you would celebrate and applaud on the front end. Because it can be very challenging for folks when they are perceived with so much judgment around, well, you know, the reason you're in this situation is because, right? And mm-hmm. Joanna gave it from two, that's why I love having both of you. Like, there's this perspective. Well, you know, I know God's been trying to get your attention. Are you paying attention? And then there's the, okay, but it could be the setup. It could be the setup. You at least had funds to mitigate what could have been more devastating. And now mm-hmm. here comes an opportunity. And so understanding that even as you are prepared, there is still the notion that things will happen, unexpected things will happen. And so I'm watching because I want to get two more questions in. Y'all are so, this is what I love. as we are talking to the women that are listening, I really want us to have some conversation around prioritization with our spending. And so if you were going to give one message to women that are listening today, what would that message be?
Around prioritizing. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to share what I have shared with a couple of my personal friends, and whatever comes back, comes back. I'm protected by God. If we are waiting for reparations to come in a check that says addressed to such and such that lives at this address, that is not happening. What we are seeing right now is a form of it. For those that are business owners, you know it has never been this easy to get business loans with limited documentation. Some of these opportunities are not even requiring a credit check. You know, they're not expecting for you to be in business for 5 and 6 years and so forth. So what I'm saying is, as you are in this season, do not allow this time to pass you by because you saw the PUA money, you saw the PPP money come in so easy that you ended up funding the things that were more of your blanket of your wounds than actually addressing the underlying issue so you could walk in purpose. Mm. And that is what a lot of us often do with money, whether we're making it through, you know, doing overtime at work, or whether we're, you know, experiencing it through these financial blessings that are a part of what has come out of this, you know, global crisis. So I would say to make sure that we are addressing the underlying issues that we have probably been burying for a very long time. So we will not end up using the financial resources that are being provided as a cover up, because really that money is coming as a way for you to birth the very thing that's inside of you.
Wow. Address the underlying issues. Do not keep, you know, taking care and funding the blanket issues, but address and get to the root cause. Miss Erica, what would you tell the women?
I would tell the women out there to stop relying on other people to help you get to where you have to go. You're going to get no's. You're going to get, we'll follow up with you. We need XYZ from you, or you need to bring someone else in on it. I need us as women to understand that if one door closes, you have to go find another door. You got to find another window. you need to go get in another car. You got to find another avenue, because if you stay stuck on someone giving you empty promises, you're not going to get to where you need to be. I've seen it with women especially, which was a little bit, and I'll be frank, but respectful of you know, potential, you know, clients and people I talk to, but I've heard from different women who are in places where they're trying to separate from their spouse and they're trying to be their own person, their own individual. And that spouse had them on lock. They can't do much without them. They can't operate. They don't know their finances. They don't understand what the bills look like. They know nothing until it's time for them to try to be an individual, be their own, dependent on their own return, have their kids on there. They just don't have a clue. They're being told one thing from the spouse versus the other. And I'm always telling women, please understand your finances. Understand your money. Your money is your money. Your relationship is your relationship. But if you feel like that relationship is not healthy for you, you need to extract yourself from that. And you need to make sure that you remain confident in your decisions, because I literally almost wanted to cry a couple times on the phone or following up with women that are just in a place where they're just trying to be a different entity, a separate entity from their institution of marriage, and they're stuck, right? So I just want them to know, be empowered, know that you can make decisions solely based off of your needs and what you want. Everything else will fall into place. And from a business perspective, stop allowing the no's to discourage you. You're going to get it. Welcome the no's. Learn from the no's. Learn from the mistakes. That's how you're going to grow, because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make errors. Don't let that stop you. Move forward at all costs, because the rewards are going to be so great that you'll forget about that time when you're just at a lull and you're not moving forward. So focus on your faith, focus on your rewards, do what you need to do for yourself to get to the next step. Just stop relying on others to help you to get there, because many times it's strangers that'll help you get there before your family does.
Wow.
Well, all right. Amen.
So that's the first time she came off mute to give her two cents. Come on, Joanna, with your all right and amen.
No, that last part is real. Quite often it is the people that have not known you for a long time that give you more support than your own kinfolk. So that's true.
Well, that's why I wrote down Joseph, right? Joseph ended up in the pit because of his brothers, which subsequently landed him in jail twice. He would have never been in jail or in prison twice had he not been in the pit, and he ended up in the pit because of his brothers. And so it is the folks that we love that we oftentimes are leveraged by. Mm-hmm. And that is the eye opening. It's understanding that I can love you, but it doesn't mean that you get to leverage me.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay. And all right, so, Michelle.
Yes, Joanna, I hear you over there.
Ooh, that's real.
It is. And so, you know, one of the things that I've always appreciated about the two of you is the constant reminder of make sure that you are taking care of what's collective, but that you don't neglect yourself. You know, and Erica's message could not reinforce that more. And, you know, the next time we get together, we're going to talk about that. His, hers, ours, right?
yes.
Your face is priceless. Erica, we're going to do some coaching on your face. You just priceless. These looks.
You want me to put the video on? I'm putting the video on.
Yeah. the priceless, Joanna, these looks that she's giving over.
Oh, yes. I can see.
Right? His, hers. And ours. And so here's what we're not doing. Like, I do not want to have folks, you know, telling me I'm responsible for, you know, filings. That is not what we're going to talk about. But what we are talking about is what do you have that's joint? What do you have that's individual? And that should be a discussion, It should be made known. It's not that you have to give access to what's yours, but it should be absolutely a conversation. But that is a conversation that we are going to have for the next time. Man, it just seems like we always get right. Okay, so it looks like I might have time for like 30 seconds, ladies. Joanna, what would be your closing thoughts on fundamentals and foundations today? What would you tell the listening audiences?
What I would tell the listening audience, what I want you to do is to take this time to please make sure that you're investing in yourself. Your first investment is your own intellectual capital. Get a book. If you can't get the book, get the audio book. If you can't get to the conference, see if you can get the replay. Go half with a friend. Invest in your intellectual capital. Once you end up learning the information, that's when your eyes start to be open to the opportunity.
Wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Erica.
I have to piggyback on what Joanna said. You know, become educated in the area that you feel the weakest. Mm-hmm. And then once you do that, build from that, you know, create a plan. Seek assistance if you need assistance so that you can get to a place where you feel good about how you want to move forward with your life in any capacity, from a financial perspective, from a relationship perspective. Sometimes you have to take a step back and speak and talk to yourself to figure out what it is. I think we have too many things that cloud our minds, and social media and the news and what's going on with your neighbors and stuff. Take a step back, focus on yourself, put that time into yourself, invest, and then create that plan so that you can live a fruitful life.
Mm. You just heard it, ladies and gentlemen. It's living a fruitful life. You must prepare, you must plan, you must execute, you must get your papers and your documents in order to take care of the opportunities that are going to come. Blessings, Erica said, they're going to come in many different ways. It could be through grants, it could be through opportunities. Do not miss out because you were not prepared. The other piece is, understand that you have to address yourself first. Own what you've done and where you are so that you do not show up completely raw when you have to get financial professional feedback. So we thank you for joining us here at Michelle Speaks Ministries. We are going to have real conversations because we believe that you need to be prepared and equipped, and it's our responsibility to give unto you that which God has given unto us. God bless you and keep you is our prayer. Thank you and be blessed. Bye-bye.
In your glory, so come on, let's go.